Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go. All right, this is Paris. Still here at E3. We're in the final hours, thank God.
It's getting late.
But I'm here at the Activision booth, and I'm here with Bungie, and we're going to talk some Destiny 2. So can you please introduce yourself?
I'm David Allen. I'm the executive producer for Destiny 2.
And I'm David Shaw, also known as Shaw. I am the PC project lead for Destiny 2.
Okay, thank you both for taking some time to talk to me about Destiny 2. I'm,
of course,
in our group, I'm the Destiny super fan, so I can talk about this game in my sleep. But earlier today, I got a chance to do some capture on the PC version, and it was not countdown, but the opening
level. Homecoming?
Homecoming, thank you. We're at the final of E3. But got a chance to play it, so it was in 4K, it was in 60 frames per second. I'm very excited that Destiny is coming to the PC. I'm a big PC gamer, so now I'll be able to experience it there. So why don't we kind of talk about what went into the decision that, hey, let's put it on this platform as well as consoles.
Data?
Go for it.
So one of the things we've heard a lot from before Destiny 1 launched, as soon as we started making announcements about Destiny, it was, when's it coming to PC? We've heard it for years now, and we've totally understood the love and the passion and the desire for the PC gamer to be able to play Destiny on the platform of their preference. We didn't do it for a long time. We didn't do it with Destiny 1 because we didn't believe we could do it justice. We were shipping on multiple platforms. We had a lot going on. We didn't think we had the right situation to really do it right. And now we're super excited with Destiny 2. We feel like we have the team, the talent. We found some great partners in Vicarious Visions, and so we really are in the right place to finally bring it to the PC and just nail it and be legit on day one. That's the goal.
And again, I'm excited for it. So I want to ask this question so people can understand it. And it's funny, I know some of the other big Destiny streamers and YouTubers that have had a chance to play it, and their fingers go like this because it's keyboard and mouse, and they're like, I need a controller. So it will have full controller support.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what about aim assist versus with keyboard and mouse, where you typically don't have that? Is that going to be in the game as well for people that use the controller?
So I think Bungie's pretty well known for our controls with the controller. We think it's a great experience for players. We definitely want to make sure that the PC gamer who's never played a Bungie game on console, perhaps, really gets that same experience and gets that feel and really understands why those controls are the way they are and has a great time with that. That said, we don't believe that there's any advantage in that. Keyboard and mouse is just in general naturally superior on PC.
Yeah.
We believe people are going to have a great time with both, and we're super excited to get people playing on both of them on October 24th.
You just said the key word, October 24th, so it is being delayed from the console version, which is coming out on September 6th. What went into that decision?
This is a short answer. It's how we get it right.
Yeah. I mean, to Shaw's earlier point, I think the big thing we wanted to make sure in releasing the PC version is we don't want Destiny 2 to be a game that's on PC, but we want it to be a great PC game. And so it's all about making sure that, you know, from the moment we launch, it's a great experience for PC players.
Okay. So staying along those lines, either one of you can answer this. Yeah. So the fact that it's being delayed for October 24th, once it does come out, can we expect the PC version along with the console version to be, as far as, you know, when a new update comes out or a new playlist or whatever the case may be, that they'll be consistent. They won't be separate entities.
We expect that it's going to be a great experience no matter where you play, and it'll be consistent across the two.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you're not talking too much about this right now, but how was the relationship with Blizzard as far as putting Destiny 2 on their platform on Battle.net?
I mean, you can speak to the specifics better than I can, but whenever we decided with Blizzard that's the right place we're going to launch the game, personally, as a gamer, I was super excited, right? And as a developer, just like being able to be on their platform is amazing.
And, you know, realistically, I think I can't speak for everyone. I'll say probably 95% of us are huge Blizzard fans, right? And,
yeah.
We've all been playing their games for years. We love what they do, the quality of work that they do, the way they focus on the player. We think that they share a lot of common DNA with us. And so when the idea started circulating around, it was honestly really exciting to talk to them about it and see if there was an opportunity for us to work together. And the partnership has been amazing. They're the, you know, some of the best partners I've ever worked with. There's a lot of collaboration. They're teaching us a lot. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do the favor in return where we can. And it's just been a fantastic experience so far.
That's great. So staying along those lines, we know that Destiny 2, because it was explained in one of the weekly updates a couple weeks ago, I think, that you're not doing true dedicated servers. It's a hybrid.
Yeah.
So there's still some things happening on the client side.
Yeah.
With it being on PC, There's the risk there of cheating, mods, etc. So how aware are you guys of that? I'm assuming you're taking measures to trying to prevent all that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that people are right to point this out. It's one of those things that on PC, it's a whole another world versus the console. I think the key things to understand are that we have we're taking it really seriously, right? We get it. We understand. We have seen launches on PC go horribly or not great. We don't want to be like that, and so we're taking it seriously. We've got a dedicated team at Bungie that is not only working on it through launch, but we're going to be working on it. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon, right? It's going to be an ongoing thing. We're working with Blizzard. We're working with Activision Central Tech. We're learning from people that have worked in this space a lot, and so we're putting a lot of time, a lot of resources towards it because we get it. We understand, and we're trying really hard to make sure that day one experience is fantastic.
Great, because I don't want anyone cheating. This is more of, because I got a chance to talk to Mark Noseworthy, so I had asked him a ton of questions about campaign and PvP, so I don't want to just repeat it again.
Yeah.
But, and I could be wrong because I'm here at E3 and I'm just going by what I see, but I saw there was some more information that came out about, what was it called, Flashpoint? Something in the PvE when you're out exploring. Maybe I could be wrong.
Adventures.
Yeah.
Adventures. I know there's lost sectors, treasure maps, all that. Something flash. I could be wrong. So, you know what? No. Forget I said it.
Yeah.
But sticking with PvE, sticking with patrol and all that, is there any more information you guys can give about what you're doing with these adventures? Like, kind of give the definition of what adventures is going to be along with Lost Sectors.
Yeah, so one of the things we want to do with Destiny 2 is, you know, we've talked about it, and I'm sure you've talked to Mark about the story of Dominus Gaul and bringing the Red Legion and, you know, taking our power and driving us out of our home. So we've got that main campaign narrative that we're telling, but at the same time, we want to tell the story of the places that you're going and the you know, what's happened in those spaces and the people that inhabit them. If you remember in Destiny 1, we had the Grimoire, and so there was a lot of information and story and lore that was out of the game, and we really want to bring some more of that back into the game experience. Mm-hmm. So when you're playing hands-on controller on your couch, you don't have to like go to your phone to read about whatever's going on. And so the adventures are really a chance for us to have, like, as you're roaming around the destination, boots on the ground, you know, doing whatever you're going to do, you can come across these, they're kind of like smaller missions, and they'll kind of tell you the story of the world, right? And so there are these kind of new ways to explore, new ways to find things on the destinations, and then to learn more about the places that you are.
Okay. Now, those missions, are they being handed out by NPC characters now? Am I correct?
There are some NPC characters that are in the destinations that you'll run into.
Okay. So pivoting from that, guided games, which is something that I'm very excited to see. Guided. You know, I'm a part of a clan, so, you know, I don't have that much of an issue getting a raid going or trials or something like that. But I know there's a lot of people out there, especially like in our community, that they aren't in a clan. So it's hard to get in those type of matches. Again, I'm at E3. I'm only going by what I read online. So if I understand correctly, guided games is only going to work like in a raid, for example, for normal mode.
Yeah, so guided games is going to be available for the normal mode of the raid. But yeah, really, to your point, the thing it does is it brings together not just, like if you're in a clan, even if you have that group, you know, sometimes you set up your time and you're like, hey, 8 p.m. on Tuesday, we're all going to play, and then somebody at 7:55 texts and is like, I'm stuck at work, right? And you need that sixth person. And so even in those situations where you're in a clan, you can use that to bring somebody else in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just want to add, so when I first started playing Destiny 1, I actually had the guided games experience in real life. Because I reached that plateau. I got to like level 24 and I was kind of flattened out. I wasn't raid ready. I didn't really know many people that raided. And I found somebody at work that was a friend of mine. He's like, hey, me and my clan, we raid all the time. You should come play with us. And so that first raid, I jumped in with them. I was a piece of Samsonite luggage. They just picked me up and more or less carried me through.
So it was like my son with me. I jump in his backpack and PvP all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I was Yoda, man. Yeah. And but it was a great experience, and I had a ton of fun. And I was like, okay, next time I'm going to do better. And the time after that, I did better. And by four or five runs, I'm actually helping the new person.
Right, right.
And I'm holding my own. And so it was this amazing experience where I went from someone who was kind of feeling like, oh, I'd like to do that, but I can't. And I had that real-world guided games experience where people who were already grouped up in a clan said, hey, come play with us. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what guided games is. And so it was a really powerful experience for me, and I'm super, super excited that we're going to be providing that experience in-game for everyone who plays Destiny 2.
Oh, no, I agree, because I would say from the PvP standpoint, I had a similar thing. Like, that first year one, I wasn't touching it. And then eventually I started playing. You know, like you say, you get better, and that's why I love the game so much, because I feel like it brings the community together, just that co-op experience. And everyone, it's a game that, instead of the community being quote-unquote toxic, everyone's trying to help each other, which I think is so great. But I have a question again about guided games. I'm not going to let them go yet.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to understand. Let's say I start a match and I want to do a guided match. But say it's just me and one other buddy. Uh-huh. Am I able to bring in four other people into that guided games or experience? Or is it a thing of where we can only bring one person in at a time?
So we haven't talked about the specific numbers on either side yet, as far as like,
I'm trying to get you to do that now.
I see where this is going. Where as far as like how many people have to be on the clan side versus on the kind of solo side. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be some threshold of you need this many people from the clan and this many people, like a maximum of solo players. So it won't be, you know, six solo players matched together. I think the other thing, you know, thinking about guided games that's really exciting to me is it gives solo players a chance to play these activities that they may not have had access to before. But the kind of the thing that's secretly most exciting to me is really exposing those solo players to communities that they might actually be excited about, right? And taking those players, like I play solo a lot, right? And taking those players and saying, you know, maybe you weren't sure that a clan was for you because you hear about it and it seems like a big commitment or whatever, but once you actually get in and you're just playing the raid with a bunch of people and having fun, then you're like, oh yeah, actually, I like these guys. I want to keep playing with them.
So, again, I don't want to keep repeating the same things over and over, but I did ask Noseworthy this, but I'm going to ask you too, since you're the executive producer, because I want your answer.
Yeah.
So, with PvP, you're going to 4v4 across all modes. Like, I even, again, E3 here on the internet, Rumble's gone. That's not going to be in there day one. So while playing it, I didn't like it at first. I do understand why you're doing it.
Yeah.
But why take away the 2v2? Why take away the 3v3? Why take away the 6v6? I mean, because that's kind of been the common question throughout the community of why can't we play PvP the way we want to play and you're forcing us to always be 4v4.
So the thing we're really looking at for 4v4, especially when you think about it compared to 6v6, is we want the game to be learnable for people, right? And 6v6 is awesome and it's a lot of fun, but one of the things that happens when you have 6v6 matches is it gets really chaotic, right? And I'm sure you've run into this. I know I run into this all the time. I'm not the best PvP player in the world. I'll admit that up front. But you... he knows. But whenever you get into a match, right, and you run in and like two or three people pop their supers, or you get flanked by people, and you don't know exactly what killed you, or exactly like, hey, what should I have done differently? So one of the things we really want to focus on is giving people the tools and putting them in a situation in a 4v4 match where it's a little easier to understand what's happening. So you get into that encounter and you go, okay, well, maybe I should have, you know, I was in close quarters and he pulled out a shotgun, so next time I need to be looking out for that and not running down that route when I've got my scout rifle out. Or, you know, maybe I got flanked and I actually understand, oh, there's a window over there that guy's going to shoot me through, or like an opening. And giving people ways to really learn the game and get better at it through learning. And we're also giving people other tools. Like if you had a chance to play PvP on the floor, you'll notice there's a couple of other things that give you that more tactical information in the game. Mm-hmm. Like up at the top of the screen in the HUD now, there's an indicator of super status. So you can see, hey, you know, who's got their super available, who's got their super still recharging, who's actually got their super active, because I'm just staying away from that person.
Right, exactly. Right.
And it lets you make decisions, like if you're, you know, in Countdown, one of the ways you can win is elimination. And so maybe you get in a situation where it's 3-on-1 and you're thinking to yourself, like, all right, there's three of us, there's one of that person, like, we're just going to go bum rush them and we'll win because there's three of us.
Right.
But then you look up and you're like, wait, that's a gunslinger. And he's got his super up.
Yeah.
And so if we just run into that room, he's just going to pop Golden Gun and shoot all three of us, and mm-hmm. we're going to lose. And so giving players a lot more kind of contextual information around stuff like that as well to make those decisions in the moment.
Okay. Final question for me. The changes that you've made to the weapon slot. I know we now have kinetic, we have energy and power.
Power, yeah.
So kind of explain the reasoning behind that and why make those changes.
Yeah, so I'll talk about them kind of in two parts. So with the power weapons, one of the things we wanted to do is take your like one hit kill, your really lethal weapons, and put those all together in the power slot. So, you know, you've got your rocket launcher, but now you look at, you know, shotguns are super lethal, sniper rifles, fusion rifles, like those all go together kind of in the same grouping. So you've got, mm-hmm. you know, your one shot kills there. And then with energy and kinetic, we're giving players more opportunity to kind of customize how they want, like in what they want to put in each of those slots. So anything that's not in the power weapon slot, you can put in kinetic or you can put in energy. And so you could have two auto rifles or a scout and an auto or two scouts or whatever you want. Yeah, or two hand cannons.
Okay, well, again, guys, thank you for taking the time to talk to us about Destiny 2. Again, the beta is, I'm trying to do this off memory, July 18th is early access for PlayStation?
Yes. Open beta, I'll say it in the order that I remember it.
Right.
It's the only way I can get it right. Open beta is the 21st to the 23rd of July on consoles, July 18th on PlayStation for pre-order access, and July 19th on Xbox pre-order early access.
And the PC beta drops in late August.
I'm excited for all of those options. And then console, PlayStation, Xbox, retail release September 6th.
Yes.
And then PC will be October 24th.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of Gamertag Radio is brought to you by our sponsor, Western Digital. With Western Digital, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a Western Digital solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with reliable Western Digital hard drives, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place. And for a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners, pay attention. For a limited time, you can get 20% off Western Digital solid-state drives with our coupon code WDGTR. So to find out more, go to wdc.com/GTR. Use our code WDGTR.
Listeners might be asking, like, why I should get this?
I'm going to tell you exactly why you need to get this, mm-hmm. because I'm a PC gamer. Anyone listening to this, we have plenty of people in our Discord channel asking questions all the time. I get on Twitter, hey, mm-hmm. Paris, I want to build a PC. What do I need? The first thing I always tell them, hard drive, get a solid state drive, mm-hmm. or get the SSHD, which is basically the hybrid mm-hmm. hard drive,
yeah.
because you're going to want those quick read speeds and load speeds when you're playing games, because, you know, it's going to load everything a lot quicker. You're going to want storage. So like that 4 terabyte drive that I just put in my PC, which is the SSHD. I'm doing all this 4K video editing. I need the space because those files are huge.
Yeah, huge,
right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Again, this is a great opportunity to get 20% off a new hard drive. Like I said, go to wdc.com/GTR. Use that code WDGTR and get 20% off. This is a great deal, guys. Make sure you check it out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.